this morning on the K105.3 Morning Show.
All right, coming up for you this morning, it's a Tuesday with Brian from the Jackson Coffee Company, Jackson Candy and Fudge Factory, otherwise known as...
Hashtag TWB.
Get ready. Prepare yourself accordingly.
Scott Cloud, the K105.3 Morning Show.
Well, a tragedy yesterday in Paris, the Notre Dame Cathedral... pretty much just going up in flames.
Gone. That's devastating.
And what a beautiful spot it is on this earth. Now, I'm going to say this, and some of you might not believe me because I didn't put on, you know, a picture of me at Notre Dame on social media, but I've been to Notre Dame.
Okay.
And it was one of those incredibly humbling experiences because they don't build stuff like that anymore.
No.
Which is, I think, why this is so significant. We here in the United States, that building was over 800 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have anything that's over 800 years old.
No. No. This was a huge landmark. I mean, people from all over the world went to visit this building.
So when you really, we've got buildings that when you go to D.C. or even, you know, in Boston or something mm-hmm. like that, we might have a couple 400-year-old buildings or something like that. But this is 800 years old.
Yeah.
And it was built to make man feel small. You mm-hmm. wanted to feel small in the presence of God, and that's what Notre Dame was all about. And it was I shouldn't say that's what it was all about, but it was.
That's a part of it, though.
It was a big part mm-hmm. of it, and of course, then it was made famous by the novel, The Hunchback of Notre Dame. And is it Notre Dame or Notre Dame?
I think it's Notre Dame.
Okay.
And then over here, it's Notre Dame.
You know, kind of like Charlotte and Charlotte.
Yes, exactly. But it's Notre Dame over there. Have you read the book?
No, I have not.
Okay.
But I've seen the Disney movie.
Oh, almost the same.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Was Gaston in the book?
No, different movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's Gaston's not in that book?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh.
No.
What about the talking llama?
No, different one.
Okay.
Different Disney movie.
Gotcha. Well, a lot of people are coming to the defense, not to the defense, but to the aid, rather, of Notre Dame. Selma Hayek's husband, François-Henri Pinault. I'm guessing he's French.
A little bit.
François. That was my first clue right there. In the beret.
Gives it away every time.
He's pledged about $113 million to help rebuild the fallen Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris.
Wow.
$113 million. La Figaro, French newspaper, says Pinault, 56, my father, Francois Pinault, and myself had decided to release a sum of 100 million euros from our Artemis funds, the family holding company, to participate in the effort that will be necessary to complete the reconstruction of Notre Dame. Of course, his dad's worth about $37.3 billion.
Whoa.
So all
billion,
I got to say,
B.
yeah.
Billion.
All I got to say is, good on you, Selma Hayek.
Way to marry up.
Wow. Peer pressure. K105.3 Jackson's hit music station. You ever feel peer pressure?
Not now. No.
No?
No. Well, maybe a little bit.
Off and to the right.
What?
Your eyes were looking off and to the right, so you were thinking
something. Well, I was
something.
Thinking. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No, I think I do feel peer pressure, but it's not like, I think it's more mom pressure.
Do moms put pressure on one another?
Yes.
What do they do?
Well, it's like the mom guilt. The, you know, oh, you don't let your kids do this. Or you do let your kids watch this. Or, you know, the list goes on of mom guilt. I was out too long. Whatever.
Yeah. There's no dad guilt.
There's no dad guilt at all.
You let your kids do what? Cool.
Nope, not in the mom circles.
Often I feel some peer pressure to look good. You know,
oh, sure.
You know, I want to look. So I beards.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Everyone loves beards.
They do.
Apparently, though, new study out there, according to the Daily Mail, a small study from Switzerland's Hirslander Clinic.
Okay.
This is
legit.
It is. They initially launched a study to see if dogs could transfer harmful bacteria to their owners.
Oh.
Okay. In fact, the opposite is true.
What?
Clinic's professor, André Gousset, told the paper the researchers found a significantly higher bacteria load in specimens taken from men's beards compared to dogs' fur.
Okay, now you cannot put men's beards down.
These scientists studied 18 men of various ages and the necks of 30 dogs from a number of breeds, and noted that nearly half of all the sampled beards hid bugs dangerous to humans.
What?
All of the men had high microbial counts, while 23 out of 30 of the pooches' fur did. On the basis of these findings, dogs can be considered as clean compared with bearded men.
Wait a second. Okay, I want to dispute this. Were these men homeless?
They studied men that lived in Switzerland.
Well, that doesn't matter. There's homeless people in Switzerland.
Beards are filthy.
No, they're not.
Beards
are not
filthy.
No. Say it ain't so.
It's what this is saying. In fact, they're so filthy, they are dirtier than dogs. Now all I have to do is figure out how to get my right leg up to my face so I can properly scratch.
The interrupted program to bring you this.
What is this?
This is where the entertainment is.
This is
the K105.3 Hollywood Beat with Jenny Lewis.
Ooh-wee! What's happening in Hollywood, kid?
So much is happening in Hollywood. Oh. Justin Bieber is being sued.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, right. No, this is good. He's being sued by a photographer that he accidentally drove over. Now, this, keep in mind.
Time out.
Okay, yes.
Time out. You ever accidentally run over someone?
No.
Okay.
No. Well, keep in mind.
Put that on the list of things that Justin Bieber's done that you haven't.
This list is so long.
You ever trashed a hotel room?
No, can't say I have. No.
You ever been sued by your neighbors for egging their house?
No. Uh-uh. No.
You ever had an entire country think you're a DB?
No. I hope not. Not yet, anyways.
Good to have goals.
It's good to look up to somebody. He's getting sued. So this accident happened back in 2017, mind you. Okay, so this did not just happen. However, the paparazzo is just now suing him. William Wilson was bumped. And I can say bumped because the video, it looks like he was in the middle of the street and he kept flashing. So there's a lot of flashes. And so Justin Bieber was kind of blinded by the light. No. So he couldn't see the paparazzo. So he accidentally hit William Wilson. Now, he was hurt minorly. But the cops came. Bieber stayed on the scene until the cops came. No hurt. And the cops said that it was not Justin Bieber's fault. He should never have been in the middle of the road. But William Wilson is suing Bieber for damages.
All right.
I mean,
then.
You know.
I've never rooted for a paparazzo before.
No way. Come on. That was his fault. He was in the middle of the road.
No.
Don't flash photography me.
Listen.
In the middle of the road.
Americans, we can handle it. Canadians?
They can't.
No, they can't handle the flash.
Taylor Swift's stalker has been sentenced for up to 4 years in prison. He was sentenced yesterday for time off in prison. He just 1 month after he was released from jail for breaking into her apartment. He broke into it again and he has been sentenced to 4 years in prison. The judge says, hopefully no judge will ever see you again. In an interview that he had with The Post, he said that when he's released, he would probably break in again. He said that in an interview. He said, I don't want to hurt her. I just wanted to speak to her, to talk to her. She seems really nice and cool.
No. Hopefully you can just shake it off.
Shake it off.
What you made me do.
Lori Loughlin and her husband enter a not guilty plea.
These two are idiots.
They are pleading not guilty in the whole college admissions bribery scam. They are charged with paying $500,000 in bribes to get their daughter admitted to the University of Southern California. And along with, there's a couple of other people that are entering not guilty pleas. Now,
there's audio of you acknowledging the fact that you made this payment.
I agree. How
Lori Loughlin?
How they're deciding that you want to go with a not guilty plea is beyond me.
We don't like that evidence.
Just cut it out.
That's going to be their defense. the whole time. It'll be the Uncle Joey defense.
Once again, she's rolling the dice and thinks that she has a strong defense and that she will walk away from this. Now, as for how much jail time she's possibly facing, the Department of Justice press release states that each charge against the actress provides for a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison.
From Full House to Big House.
You heard it first on Channel 6.
Bye-bye, Aunt Becky.
That's today's beat.
7684 hit 7683 4 is followed by an 8. Name a Will Smith movie that was good within the last couple of years, and he's had movies that have come out in the last couple of years.
He has.
Focus in 2015.
Yep. Did you see it?
I did not.
I didn't either.
And it was given 59% on Rotten Tomatoes. Hitch was good.
Hitch was decent. Yes.
2005 though.
Oh.
7 Pounds. You said you liked that
movie.
One?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was 11 years ago.
Oh, no.
Hancock was pretty good.
Okay.
With Charlize Theron?
Yes, yeah.
That was...
when was that?
11 years ago.
Oh, dear. So it's been a minute.
Bad Boys 2 was 2003.
Wow. Why? Where have these years gone?
I don't know. After Earth, do you remember that?
No.
Yeah, that was the Scientology allegory. That was M. Night Shyamalan. Directed it, and it was universally panned. He was in that. Well, it was the first movie his kid was in.
Yes, yeah.
I think. Good morning, K105.3. Who's this?
Yeah, Concussion.
Concussion, and you felt that was good. I'm looking at the ratings on that from Rotten Tomatoes. It got a 59% rating, but you say it was pretty good?
Yeah, I thought it was a really good movie.
Okay. I never saw it.
That's
the one where he plays the doctor who kind of exposes the NFL for the head trauma.
Well, yeah. I mean, the kind of money that the NFL cut for a check for the past players who played before they started their Players Association, they cut a $900 million check and put it into a fund for former players who were suffering from the effects of concussions from playing pro football.
Yeah, well, they did that, but that wasn't because of Will Smith's movie. Because if it was...
No, it wasn't
okay.
But it was because of the findings that doctor came out with.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. All right. I'll have to watch it. I mean, it sounds interesting.
It does, but it sounds like something that would put me to sleep, though, too. If Will Smith is in something, I want to see him blow something up.
That's honestly the kind of movie you want him in.
Yes, I want him to blow something like Independence Day, Hancock.
Right, Men in Black.
Men in Black, exactly. He's blowing stuff up.
Okay, all right. So he's typecasted for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you want to see Arnold Schwarzenegger go in and do love letters? No. Thank you, my friend. Have a good one. Get a connection. K105.3, Jackson City Music Station. Good morning, Scott, Jenny. And look at that. It's Brian from the Jackson Coffee Company.
Hey!
Jackson Candy and Fudge Factory.
Wearing Brian's here.
Short sleeve, black shirt.
Mm-hmm. Classic.
Pants that... I don't know what color to call those pants.
Yeah, we're not sure, Brian.
I don't know either, but when you find things on the clearance rack, you usually get odd colors.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I'm surprised the legs, the pant, each leg is the same length.
Yeah, it was $9 and something.
Oh.
And the way I ruin pants, I figured they're all kind of fine for me. Wait,
you ruin pants?
What exactly do you do?
What do you do to ruin pants?
I'm always working on those cars, so.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. Well, Brian from the Jackson Coffee Company, Jackson Candy and Fudge Factory, your Easter headquarters here this week, is here, and he has got a wonderful prize package to kick us off. He has the most heavily researched trivia question in the history of radio.
I do. I got $20 in gift certificates to Jackson Coffee Company that we're going to give away here. But something caught my attention on the news today. You were talking about that couple, this college scam that paid $500,000.
Lori Loughlin and her husband.
To get their kid into college. But here's the deal. How hard is it to get into this college? It was Southern California University.
Yes.
It's
USC.
Like trying to get into JCC or something, you know? I mean... How hard is it? It's not Yale. It's not Harvard. You know, $500,000. They should mail you a graduate degree just for that.
Well, I mean,
without even going,
you've already paid for her whole education before she even
gone
started.
The route of Dr. Dre: build a building, and then your kids will automatically
get the degree.
School.
And here's the other thing: is how dumb is her kid?
You ever seen her?
That you can't get into the Southern California University.
Oh, she's so pretty.
She's so pretty.
But she once poked herself in the eye with a pencil doing an Instagram video on how to do makeup.
Okay, but in all fairness,
yeah,
every woman has done that too.
Yeah, who hasn't done that?
Yeah, but who posts the video?
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't think people post a video about it, but I'm just saying it's happened.
Just last week, I was doing my makeup, did the same thing, so...
Brian is going to give us a trivia question. What is it this week?
Here's what I got for $20 in gift certificates to Jackson Coffee Company. On this date in history, this famous basketball player played his last game for the Washington Wizards.
This famous basketball player on this date in history played his last game for the Washington Wizards. What year was it?
Last NBA game in 2003.
7684 hits, 768. Three fours followed by an eight. Hey, good morning, K105.3. Who's this?
This is Bryant.
All right, Bryant. Bryant from the Jackson Coffee Company, Jackson Candy and Fudge Factory, has a trivia question for you. It's the most heavily researched trivia question in the history of radio. What is it, Brian?
On this date.
Whoops. There you go.
On this date in 2003, this famous basketball player played his last NBA game for the Washington Wizards.
Which basketball player was it for $20 in gift cards to the Jackson Coffee Company?
Michael Jordan.
Yes, it was, in fact, Michael Jordan. That doesn't include Space Jam.
Oh, no.
Correct. No.
He came out of retirement for Space Jam.
Oh, anyone would come out of retirement to play with Bugs Bunny.
Right? Daffy?
Where'd he get that carrot? No one knows.
No one knows.
No pockets in that rabbit
suit. We're all afraid to ask.
Well, congratulations to you. You've got $20 in gift cards to the Jackson Coffee Company. You knew that. You didn't even have to look it up, did you?
No, I knew who that was immediately.
How old of a guy are you?
I'm 42.
Yeah, right there. I mean, we grew up
watching
and sticking our tongue out whenever we would shoot a basketball.
Oh, is that what started that trend?
Yes.
That's a terrible
habit.
It
was Michael Jordan. Did you do it too, bud? Did you stick your tongue
out? Absolutely.
Yeah, we all did. Yep, well, congratulations. $20 in gift cards to the Jackson Coffee Company. What station, along with Brian, just made you a winner?
K105.3.
Woohoo! Right then, here we go. It's time to play over under. 7684 hits, 768 3 fours, followed by an 8. I'm going to ask Brian from the Jackson Coffee Company 3 questions. All the answers are numbers, and what you're going to have to do is determine whether or not the actual answer is over or under his answer. Up for grabs this morning for 6-inch subs to Subway and a Summit Orthodontics t-shirt. Maybe I'll ask Brian a question like, when is Easter?
Stick to the easy stuff. Come on.
7684 hits, 768 3 fours, followed by an 8 great prize package this morning. Here we go. Let's ask Brian his 3 questions, and we'll get our contestant. Question number 1, what percentage of the U.S. population was born on a leap day?
Wow. I'm going to say 2%.
We lock it in. Question number 2. How long is the Grand Canyon in miles?
Wow. Let's go with 412.
We lock it in. And in what year did Titanic win the Academy Award for Best Picture?
Oh, great. Let's go with 19... I thought she was helping me. Let's go with 1991.
We lock it in. Good morning, K105.3. Who's this?
Carlos.
Carlos! All right, Carlos, turn your radio down for me. Here we go. Question number 1, we asked Brian from the Jackson Coffee Company, what percentage of the U.S. population was born on a leap day? What did Brian...
I'm sorry, Brian said 2%.
Is the actual answer over or under 2%?
Under.
Under, yeah, you'd be correct. 0.274%.
Wow. I forgot the decimal.
Yeah, it's all right. We asked Brian, how long is the Grand Canyon in miles?
Brian said 412 miles.
The actual answer, over or under 412 miles?
Over.
Over. No, I'm sorry. It's under 277 miles. So you got to get this last one right, Carlos. Don't know how you're going to do it. In what year did Titanic win the Academy Award for Best Picture?
Brian said 1991.
The actual answer, over or under 1991?
Over.
Yes, it was 1997. Congratulations, Carlos.
Woohoo!
You have won 4 6-inch subs to Subway and a Summit Orthodontics t-shirt. What are you going to get on those subs from Subway?
Oh, the classic turkey, I think.
Sounds good.
Does sound good.
I'll have that.
Brian, you just helped this man win some subs. Do you think it would be fair to ask him to share?
Of course. Without me, would he have the food?
Ah.
Me and my bad answers.
Carlos, would you share with Brian from the Jackson Coffee Company?
He's going to have to fight my 6-year-old over it. If he can out-muscle him, maybe.
My money's on the 6-year-old.
Yeah. And when we come back from break,
yes,
I'm going to tell everyone how to burn 2,000 calories in less than an hour.
I can't wait to hear this.
I love that.
That's on the way. Hey, what station just made you a winner, Carlos?
K105.3.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play The Feud. Call 768-4-HITS. That's 768-4448. The Family Feud on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
All right, here we go. This morning's grand prize, 2 bags of coffee to the Jackson Coffee Company. And, of course, $20 in gift cards, some crinkle paper, and a beautiful box. It's perfect for
re-gifting on Easter.
Take it on over.
Which is coming up soon.
Sunday, yes. They're the Sunday following Good Friday, usually Easter.
Every Friday's good.
That's right. Brian, no better truth has ever been spoken.
That's right.
Unless you work weekends, in which case,
Friday
doesn't matter.
Just a Friday.
I think the pants are making me be clearer, you know, think better, say smarter stuff.
We're going to talk about those pants here in a minute. We go to the phone lines. We welcome Stephanie. Stephanie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we also welcome Angie. Angie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Stephanie chose Jenny as her partner.
Yeah, she did.
Smart move. So, Jenny's on a roll, and I'm in a slump. But Angie's here to save the day.
Angie and Brian, you're going to come out of your slump today. This is the day.
Oh, you
perhaps.
Think so?
I'm just trying to be a cheerleader over here, Jenny. All right, here's today's Family Feud question. Top 4 answers on the board. Name something people walk out on. Name something that people walk out on. Let's go to Angie and Brian. You get first crack at this. What do you think?
What do you think, Brian?
Movies.
People walk out on movies. Show me movies. Yes, number one answer is a movie. That Holmes and Watson movie.
Yeah.
With Will Ferrell and
Craig
T. Nelson or whatever the heck his name is.
Nope, John C. Reilly.
I like Craig T. Nelson better. I would go see a movie with Will Ferrell and Craig T. Nelson in it. That was something a lot of people walked out on. So Angie and Brian got the number one answer. What do you want to do? Do you want to play or do you want to pass?
Angie, I would like... Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Brian.
No, you tell me.
I want to pass.
All right. So let's head on over.
All right,
Stephanie and Jenny. Top 4 answers on the board. Number one answer, name something you walk out on. Number one answer is a movie.
What do you think, Stephanie?
I was thinking a restaurant, like if the wait's too long.
Yes.
Walk out on a restaurant. No, not
what?
There. That's when I say no, it's not there.
that means?
Buzzer plays. That means no, it's not there.
You're sure? Can you double check?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay.
No, it's not there.
The judges are gonna get mad.
I was
mad.
So confident.
Angie and Brian, give me something that people walk out on.
What about a wedding?
There you go.
A wedding. Walk out on a wedding. Show me wedding. Yes, a relationship or wedding. People walk out on those. That's the number 2 answer, relationship or wedding. Give me another one.
Still can't get over the restaurant.
What about a doctor's appointment if you're waiting too long at the doctor?
Oh, all right. Show me a doctor's appointment. Nope, not there. That's what that means. Back over
now
to...
Now, Jenny's not cheating today, right?
No.
No, I promise.
Not.
I'm not
phone
cheating.
Phone is in the upright position. Give me your phone.
Except
Stephanie.
That it hasn't gone off at all.
Yeah, I don't care. You're a cheater.
Not
Stephanie
today.
And Jenny.
She's not cheating today.
Jenny, what about a job?
I love it. Yes, job.
Oh, there you
walk
go.
Walk out on a job. Not there.
Oh,
what? No?
Oh, rough today.
You know what?
It still means no?
You know what? I'm going to raise my voice.
Oh, he's raising. You
but
mean
I'm,
dad's
I'm just,
so no, mad,
you know
Brian.
What? Never mind. Yes, never mind. Dad. I got to go take a break.
Yes, Dad.
Name something that you walk out on.
I can't believe job's not there. You got anything, Angie?
No, I'm trying to think.
Just gave you a hint.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Yep.
Would you just give us a hint about? Now you got my attention. Oh, you said something about you're going to walk out of a fight?
Walk out of a fight.
An argument type thing?
Show me walk out on a fighter argument. Yes, there it is. Number three answer, fighter argument. Give me one more for the win.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on, Angie. You got this. For the win.
Number one answer, movie. Number two, a relationship or wedding. Number three, an argument. Looking for the number four answer. 5 seconds.
What about
drawing a blank.
Some type of purchase, like you're buying a car and you end up walking out on the deal.
Sorry, time's up.
I just gave you the answer.
The deal?
Nope,
all right.
5 seconds.
Nope, it's not there.
Okay, Stephanie, you and I get a clue.
This would be something that a lot of people did when the weather broke. Name something that people walk out on.
Walk out of their home.
I've had it. I'm out of here.
Stephanie, any idea? Are you there?
5 seconds.
No, I'm here. I'm trying to think when the weather broke.
When the weather broke.
Yep.
Outside. They just go, I don't.
Time's up.
They go outside. I don't know.
Walk outside?
Yeah.
Nope, time's up. Sorry. We go over to Brian.
Well, was that the wrong answer or you said
no,
time was
up? No, that was the wrong
up?
Answer.
Oh, okay.
We go to Angie and Brian. Name something that people walk out on when the weather breaks. Someone probably
they walk out on
up.
Their porch.
Out on a porch. Show me a porch.
There you go.
Right there it is. Yes,
Angie.
You walk out on a porch.
Yes, I get my free coffee.
There it is.
There you go.
$20 in free coffee to the Jackson Candy and Fudge Factory. Brian, you broke your losing streak. Jenny, you lost. Don't look at me like it's my fault that you lost.
I mean, I'm not, really.
Now you're just looking over at the window like
Stephanie,
it's
I'm so sorry.
Stephanie, I'm sorry you didn't win, but we had a lot of fun playing with
so
you.
So sorry,
Stephanie. We're so sorry you picked the wrong person.
Yeah. Should have gone with that gut feeling. Should have gone with Brian. But you know what? Angie.
Oh.
Angie did. And she won. Angie, what station, along with the Jackson Coffee Company, Jackson Candy and Fudge Factory, just made you a winner?
K105.3.
And now, dad jokes.
I hate jokes about German sausages.
Why is that?
They're the worst.
Worst. That's a stretch.
No.
Okay. Why should you always take a pencil to bed?
I don't know. Why should you?
I don't know.
To draw the curtains.
That's horrible. That's horrible. Jenny, what did you think? All right.
And now, dad jokes.
Got another one, Jenny?
What does an annoying pepper do?
I don't know.
It gets jalapeno face.
Let us laugh long too, you know.
Jalapeno.
Brian, you got another one?
No, I can't top it.
I don't think anybody can.
No. Who'd want to?
Do you want to try another one, Jenny?
Pull it together.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Here we go.
Can you imagine Jenny being a comedian on stage, trying to get her own show
come
going?
On. I would laugh along with the audience. I think that's
you
why
don't
it's
laugh
funny.
At your own jokes.
You do, too.
You don't.
It's
right.
Endearing.
Here we go.
And now, dad jokes.
What did the can crusher quit his... Why did the can crusher quit his job?
I don't know. Why did the can crusher quit his job?
Because it was so depressing.
I'm crushed.
Brian, it's always great to see you, my friend.
Except for today.
Let go. Just say you'll let go. Oh, say you don't. Say you won't let go, James
Arthur.
Won't let
go. James Arthur, don't ever let me go.
Just let me go. Let me go do what I want to do. Hey, good morning. It's Scott. It's Jenny. And what do you say we play a game? You ready?
Yes, I'm so ready.
Let's play the right answer. Each and every morning, Jenny asks me a question. I give my answer, which of course is...
The right answer. Yay.
You see, you started off with great enthusiasm, but then it kind of tapered off.
No,
there.
You know, I have to say, it is the right answer.
It is.
You have been firing on all cylinders today.
Woohoo!
You were right. I was wrong.
This morning, Jenny asked me to name something that a police officer carries at all times. What was my answer? Name something that a police officer carries at all times. If you can answer that correctly, I'll hook you up with a Summit Orthodontics t-shirt and 10 free coffees to Kelly Express Mart. 7684 hits, 7683 fours, followed by an 8. Good morning, K105.3. What's your guess?
Handcuffs.
Yes.
Right off the bat, yes, handcuffs it is.
You knew it right out there.
You know what they don't carry all the time?
What's that?
A key to the handcuffs.
Oh, this is true.
You know, that should be on your checklist. Whoops. Handcuffs, check. Key to handcuffs?
Where did I put that thing?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, never ask to play with an officer's handcuffs. They'll forget the key. Just saying. Congratulations to you. Have you ever worn handcuffs before?
No.
Okay.
Good answer.
All right, that is a good answer. What's your name?
Louise.
All right, Louise, congratulations to you. You have won 10 free coffees to Kelly Express Mart and a Summit Orthodontics t-shirt. What station just made you a winner?
K105.3.
If you are looking to improve your housing situation, or maybe you feel as though you're not being treated well by your landlord, or you've been turned down for a rental or something to that effect, the Community Action Agency has got you taken care of. Tomorrow, we're joined by Kate Lambert-Lee from the Community Action Agency. Good morning once again.
Hi again.
You have the 2019 Fair Housing Conference tomorrow from 1 until 4 at the Carnegie branch of the Jackson District Library downtown. What can people expect? Why should people come?
Well, it's for landlords, tenants, real estate professionals. It's open to the public. It lets people know about their rights, best practices for landlords, what to expect, what you're responsible for. We have guest speakers from the Center for Fair Housing for Southeastern and Mid-Michigan, and the Michigan Law Project and Poverty Law Project. And, you know, a lot of people, the discrimination is so subtle at times. Or if somebody says, oh, I'm sorry, you have kids, or they might be at a rental agency, and, you know, if they're steering you in one area, you know, because either they think you're black, well, I mean, you know, you sound black on the phone, that happens a lot. We're doing a lot of social media campaigns, and the ones from the National Fair Housing Alliance, they're really pushing the envelope, and one of the things is sounds black, you know, and
wow.
And then you know, one of the images we use is two brides, so you can't discriminate based on gender, national origin,
or sexual preference,
and so a lot of those things people are unaware, you know.
So you can find out about those things and maybe find someone to talk to or ask some questions tomorrow.
Yes.
All right. It's the Fair Housing Conference. It's happening at the Carnegie branch of the Jackson District Library tomorrow, 1 until 4. Kate Lambert-Lee, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate you being here. The top of the show, I almost forgot about this. Someone wants to host a 100-person battle royal on an island.
So they own this island?
It's a private island.
Okay.
Okay. And they're looking for people to come here and do a battle royal, and the last one to survive wins.
Like survive, not just injured?
No. They want to make this as real as possible. So they're seeking, this millionaire is seeking a talented game maker to design an arena for a 100-person battle royal.
Oh, this is terrifying.
Isn't it?
Yes. It's like the Hunger Games.
Exactly. They had the designer or the game master in that. But it pays $60,000.
Stop.
To design this arena.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're in, aren't you?
I mean, you know.
Competitors, the 100 would be armed with airsoft guns.
Oh.
And touch-sensitive body armor. And fight 12 hours a day over 3 days, with the last person standing to walk away with $130,000.
This is like flag football.
No. Have you ever been hit with an airsoft gun?
No.
Hey, it's a stinger.
Oh, it doesn't hurt?
Oh, it hurts.
Oh, okay. It hurts. Like a game of tag.
With very
guns.
Like slappy tag. I'm going to smack you in the face.
What? Why would you do this?
Apparently, this has become incredibly popular over the last few years. My son had an airsoft war at a birthday party.
Yeah.
Not too long ago. And they brought in a guy who had like an airsoft arsenal.
Uh-huh.
And the kids got to choose, and they went out there and just started.
Shot each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, to each their own.
Well, I'm just, and the thing is, you got to call yourself out an airsoft.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, like I've been hit?
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't worry. It doesn't, because everyone wants to, I got you. No, you didn't. Nuh-uh. And that's a full argument in airsoft. Nuh-uh.
Meanwhile, everyone else hears where you're at because you're arguing.
And that's where the sniper, the one guy that's a camper.
Yes.
Just sits there and he wins the whole thing.
Yep. Yep. That's how it's done.
I would be somewhere on a beach. If this is a private island, be right off the bat, just running out. Hey, look at me. Look at me. All right. If anybody needs me, I'll be doing a luau on the beach.
I'm out.
Jenny,
I got a pig in the sand. I'm sorry.
That's going to do it.
Yeah, you got to get out of here.
I got a pig in the sand. Stay out of trouble. And if you can't do that,
don't get caught.